Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So Wallet Hub is out with the best cities for women in the United States. They based it off of women's economic and social well-being, women's health care, safety ranks, among other things. There were 15 key factors. I just gave you a couple. Did not see some of these on the list. Number 10, Jersey City, New Jersey.
Did not see that one coming.
Number 9, Durham, North Carolina. By the way, these are the best cities in America for women.
Okay, Durham.
As four men sit around the table and talk.
I can see Durham. That's a good earn.
Minneapolis, Minnesota is number 8.
A little cold, but okay.
Virginia Beach, Virginia is number 7.
Never been.
I mean, it really can't get worse than three men breaking down the new Taylor Swift album. We did that for 30 minutes.
What?
I think
when
we
was
did
that?
Pretty good. Oh, you missed it.
The three of you broke down the new Taylor Swift album.
Yeah, we did.
And I was not here for this.
And we did a very, very bad job of it. Number 6.
Fremont, California.
All three of you are dead to me.
Number 5, South Burlington, Vermont. Number 4, Raleigh, North Carolina.
Dead to you.
Number 3. Overland Park.
Hey, girl, hey.
Which state is that in?
Kansas.
Kansas State.
Oh, Kansas. Okay. All right.
Number 2, Seattle, Washington. And number 1 is Columbia, Maryland. Kansas City, Missouri came in at 117.
Out of how many total on the list?
Well over 182.
Okay.
That's the last number I see. Yes, I will say with pride that Sam and Dan and I broke down the new Taylor Swift record that came out late last week.
We failed.
Lyric by lyric.
Every step of the way, we failed trying to break it down, but we did. We did it.
Yeah, we broke it down.
Just so we're clear, listeners, my mouth didn't just hit the floor. It went into the sub-basement.
Are you guffawed?
I am guffawed.
Mm.
Have you listened to it? Or
I am gobsmacked.
Have you listened to any of it?
Of course.
Okay.
We're actually going to have, I'll tease that later. But yes, I have listened to it. So who likes, between the three of you, who liked it more?
None of us have listened to it.
Well, I listened to it.
That's how
bit
we were able to break it down.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Right. We were actually more focused on some of the songwriting, the lyrics.
Like on Wood.
And how even I was feeling a little warm.
And father figure.
Okay, all right. That is enough out of you.
That is inappropriate.
How you were feeling a little warm?
Blushing?
Okay.
Tingly in your no-no place?
Stop. The two of you, cut it out.
What?
So anyway, the best cities for women, Overland Park.
Number three.
Came in at number three.
Kansas City, 117.
Hey, ladies, I see you.
Yeah.
182 cities were ranked.
Are you a Swiftie?
I wouldn't say I'm a Swiftie.
Mainly what we were talking about was all of the criticism and the fact that, despite the fact that I am 28 years old, and surrounded by women who were happened to be super Swifties, not a single one of them super had positive Swifties. Things to say about it.
Well, is Mary Beth a Swiftie?
She was, and then she was not. She got tired of all the hype and decided to no longer be a Swiftie, and then became a Swiftie once again with the new hype of the new album coming out and was very disappointed.
She did not like the new album?
She was not a big fan, no.
Really? Huh.
I tried to get an interview with Taylor Swift not too long ago, and the laughter that came from the publicist.
You ever feel like Don Quixote, like tilting in windmills?
It was, I got laughed out of them.
Did you roll out the phrase, do you know who I am?
No.
I'm a published author.
I wasn't a published author. Now I can go back and say that.
Mm.
But I didn't even get anywhere near her publicist. I think it was her publicist. Like it was way down the
totem pole. Wait. So you tried to get an interview with Taylor Swift.
I tried to get an interview with everyone.
I understand.
I tried to get it. You know who I just did not, who I got denied, shot down by Fred Armisen from Saturday Night Live. He's coming here in 2 weeks.
It's not even that big of a deal.
I was bitter, party of one. I know, but Fred Armisen is obsessed with the B-52s, and he is helping put together a documentary on them.
So, okay, cool.
Don't give up.
When you got shot down, what do you mean you got shot down? Like, they didn't even take the call?
Oh, no.
He's Fred Armisen.
No, just zero response. Fred, if you're listening to this, and yeah, I know you probably are, you better have your people call my people, because that would be a great interview.
You are your people.
That you know of, but he doesn't know that. He might think I have people, so let's just keep that illusion alive.
You don't have people.
I might.
No, you don't.
There's a chapter in my book called Why Does Leslie Jones Hate Me? Because Leslie Jones is another one that her publicist gave me 10, said, I've set up the thing. She set up the interview 10 times, and 10 times Leslie canceled.
Wait, you have a book?
I do. It just came out 3 weeks ago. It's available on Amazon. Don't try to find it at the Kansas City International Airport. It's sold out. Anyway, Leslie Jones, 10 times. I had this interview scheduled with her, and 10 times.
She canceled 10 times.
Mm-hmm. She is dead to me. Dead.
Well, you know Dolly Parton's having some health issues.
I know.
You better get that interview quick.
Can we not talk about
that?
Hey, whoa. Wow.
You do not. Don't. Speak about the Dolly that way.
No, Dolly.
National treasure.
Dolly will live forever. She's like Cher. And so, yeah, I know. I need to put that on I need to ramp that up. Dolly is the zenith, the pinnacle of people I've interviewed.
I know.
The zenith.
And she's having some health issues.
She'll be fine.
From the text line, Mackie was probably talking to the assistant of the assistant to the assistant to the assistant to the publicist.
For Fred, what's his name?
No, to Taylor
Swift.
Oh.
The assistant to the regional manager.
Probably the assistant to the coffee getter.
Hey, how come Melissa Etheridge was not in your book?
She was.
She is?
Yeah, there's a whole chapter
about
her.
Thanks for reading it.
I've loaned my book to my neighbor, Heather, who has not given it back yet.
There is a giant chapter about Melissa Etheridge in my book that you clearly haven't read called Come to My Inbox, because Melissa Etheridge, I have tweeted to at least 100 celebrities, and I was 0 for 100 trying to get an interview set up. And then I tweeted one day randomly to Melissa Etheridge. I said, I know you're the world's biggest Chiefs fan. Do you want to do an interview about the Chiefs going to the Super Bowl this weekend? And she said, I'll call you in 20 minutes. And I freaked out.
She's awesome.
And now I have Melissa Etheridge in my phone.
From the text line, what is the worst city for women? It's Jackson, Mississippi.
Mm-hmm. All right. I would never go there again, but
I guess we should call it Mr. Sippy.
get the
Where are the crickets?
Get the hell out.
Are there crickets?
Can you
the
crickets? See.
Let's out.
Wake those up.
That's why we can't have nice things.
The crickets couldn't
anyway,
be bothered.
Guess they
one.
Should call it Mr. Sippy. Come on. Clap louder in the back. All right, thank you.
Oh, my word.
I'll be here all night. Oh, my God.
It's a good thing I'm a published author. Just elevated this show.
All right,
this is high art.
We are going to do mixtape coming up at 5:30 this afternoon. Here are your three categories.
Ooh, so exciting.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're pumping gas late at night in a deserted part of town. You're perfectly safe. Nobody's going to accost you. You enjoy your own little dance party
dance
while pumping
party.
Gas. What song or band changed the way that you think about music?
Oh, yeah.
What was that?
Me saying, oh, yeah.
And what is the song that goes with your most memorable childhood music video? Okay. We'll do that at 5:30 this afternoon here on Dan and Parks.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, if you miss the news, Mr. Mackey, who is not a sports baller, says, who's this Mark Sanchez? Mark Sanchez is a former NFL quarterback, played with the Jets. He's now, I believe, a Fox sports analyst. And apparently,
for now, allegedly.
Well, for now, yeah. And he was in, was it Nashville, Sam? Is that right?
Indianapolis.
Indianapolis. Thank you. And apparently he had had a couple too many...
libations.
Yeah. And was in an alley in Indianapolis, got into some sort of a argument with a 67-year-old, was it a
grease truck driver. So he was doing wind sprints in the alley just down the street.
And who doesn't after you've had a couple?
The bar at the base of the hotel that he was staying in.
What?
He was doing wind sprints in the alley.
He was jogging
Mark Sanchez.
Back and forth. Up and down the alley, mm-hmm. according to reports.
You know, staying in shape.
As one does.
And that's when the 67-year-old, described by the story as elderly, grease truck driver backed into that alley to collect the grease from, I'm assuming, a nearby restaurant, because that's what they do. And according to reports, Sanchez decided that he was not okay with that grease truck driver getting in the way of his wind sprints.
I think he was done doing wind sprints.
And he allegedly tried to pull the driver out of the truck through the window, claiming that he had permission from the hotel to make the truck driver move. Again, this is all alleged.
What was Mark Sanchez doing? In Indy, was he reporting?
He was there for a football game.
To cover the Colts,
and to do wind sprints.
And to do, as one does.
And the truck driver stated that he feared for his life, so he took maneuvers to defend himself.
He pepper sprayed him first.
Yeah, and then stabbed him multiple times in the chest and torso, and apparently at some point was overtaken by Sanchez because he was then, the truck driver, stabbed in the cheek with his own knife.
Well, the delivery driver effective today is now suing Sanchez for assault and battery, and he is also suing Fox for negligent hiring, retention, and supervision.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it's
keep an eye on your boy.
And that The only reason I know who Mark Sanchez is because I religiously follow TMZ, and TMZ cannot get enough of this story.
Well, he was a big time. Did he play for USC?
I don't know.
I believe he was the quarterback at USC before he ended up in the NFL. And he either won the Heisman or was like in second place for the Heisman like 10, 12, 13 years ago.
Pardon me, when you stab somebody allegedly in an alleyway and you try to search that person's name, it's hard to find other information about them. Stand by.
Mm-hmm.
He was a first round fifth overall pick in 2009. He went to USC from 05 to 08.
Yeah. And I can't remember if he won the Heisman or he was like runner up or something like that. I mean, he was a big deal.
I'm efforting.
I understand. And we have
Well, is he still in critical condition?
The guy?
No, Mark Sanchez. It says that Mark Sanchez's family is trying to make it sound like this is DEFCON 1.
Well, he is being painted as the victim by a lot of different people to the point that when Scott and I first talked about this in the 2 o'clock hour, we thought he was the victim, allegedly.
But he was the one who was arrested.
Correct.
They arrested him.
Well, there's got to be, I don't know how many, somewhere there is video of this. There are probably multiple cameras in around.
In an alley?
Well, that will shine some light on what is going on. Do you know how many cameras are? They're everywhere. So.
Okay.
Indeed.
All right. A story here from CBS News. The union representing the nation's air traffic controllers is directing its members to keep working during the U.S. government shutdown, now stretching into its second week, with the labor group warning that failure to report for duty could lead to termination. Can I say something? It would be my, and this is not politics, because we don't discuss politics on the show, but I find it offensive, disgusting, reprehensible that members of Congress are being paid this week, okay? But everybody else who is deemed an essential employee is not. So here is my request. Here is what I would like to see happen. It's not going to, but I'd still like to see it happen. Mm. When Congress comes back into session, they pass a law, and I'm rarely one to suggest the passing of any law, where if the government shuts down, members of Congress do not get paid. But if you are deemed an essential employee, i.e. the FBI, the U.S. military, air traffic controllers, the CIA, if the government deems you so important that you still have to come to work, all right, you're not a non-essential employee.
Yeah.
You're not the person downtown at the bowling building or wherever. You don't have to be there. We can survive without you, which, by the way, makes me think maybe we need to reconsider whether we need you or not, but whatever. But if you're a member of the military, if you're in the FBI, if you're an air traffic controller, you still get paid when the government shuts down. Because what's going to end up happening is that air traffic controllers, by the time we get to the third or fourth week, are going to start calling in sick because they have to go get another job because you can't do yours. So let's say the next time the government shuts down, and it will again, without doubt, members of Congress, you don't get paid. Your staff does not get paid. But the U.S. military, the air traffic controllers, and the FBI and CIA, they get paid. End of story.
From the text line, it's actually written in the Constitution that Congress must be paid. This is from the text line. I didn't look it up, but I'm just letting you know.
Well, Congress has the power to change that, but I can tell you who the last people are going to be to vote to change that.
To make a constitutional amendment, I doubt that happens.
I guarantee you, if that was flirted, the idea that Congress doesn't get paid, an amendment to the Constitution, right? That Congress does not get paid on a government shutdown, but the military and air traffic controllers do, that would pass overwhelmingly. And getting an amendment to the Constitution is not easy, nor should it be. It's not easy. But I think that is an amendment that would pass.
From the text line, my best friend is working for free right now. She works for the Department of Defense. She is a nurse, and they are not paying them.
And what happens with the E5, E6, the sergeant, staff sergeant, when they're not getting paid? Let's say they don't live on base, right? They don't have subsidized housing on base. They have an apartment outside of the base. What happens with them after October 15th? Because after October 15th, members of the military will no longer get paid.
Okay.
You're telling me that the apartment owners, the landlords, are going to say, we understand.
You're good. Just get it to us when you can.
Yeah, get it to us when you can. No.
If you are the entities that cannot agree on the funding package to fund yourselves, you should not be funded.
Amen. All right. Hey, we're going to do mixtape when we get back.
Mixtape.
We got three great categories. We need three judges and three alternates.
We do.
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. Mixtape when we return here on Dana and Parks. All right, let's play. Come on. It is time for mixtape. Michael Mackey is in the house. Got our judges lined up. Bob in KCK. Bob, good afternoon. Welcome.
Hi, Bob.
How you doing?
We're doing well. Are you ready for your category?
Yeah, I got to put it on speaker so my daughter can help me here. Hold
okay.
up.
All right. Very important. Hello, daughter. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, daughter. Are you there?
Hi.
Hi. What's your name?
Gretchen.
I
Hi, Gretchen.
Name. All right, Gretchen. Hi. Gretchen and Dad, here is your category. You are pumping gas late at night in a deserted part of town. Perfectly safe, but you're alone. You enjoy your own little dance party to this song. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to play you three songs. You pick the best one. Here it is. Here's number one. All right, there it is. Rob Bass with It Takes Two. Here is song number two. All right, Delight, Groove Is in the Heart. And here is song number three. All right, there it is. So we've got Delight, Groove Is in the Heart, Rob Bass, It Takes Two, or Earth, Wind, and Fire, September.
We have a unanimous decision.
And that is?
The first one.
Rob Bass, It Takes Two.
The first one.
Well, that would be Rob Bass, It Takes Two. This
one? Not in the way you listed them.
All right, wait.
You listed Delight first.
The first one you played.
First one you played is Rob Bass.
Get that smirk off your face.
Michael Mackey, thanks you, Bob.
Bob.
And daughter, Gretchen.
Gretchen, that was mine. You're the best.
Let's go to Rosemary for song number two. Rosemary, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi, Rosemary.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hello. I'm well. Thank you so much.
Good. Glad to hear it. Here is your category. Are you ready?
I am.
What song or band changed the way that you think about music? Okay.
Okay.
Here is song number one. Okay, that is Thin Lizzy's The Boys Are Back in Town. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Right on.
Here is Rosemary, song number two. Okay, I think I'm going to get a bowl and go sit somewhere and smoke. That is The Fifth Dimension, The Age of Aquarius. And here is song number three, Rosemary. All right. Okay. So we have Thin Lizzy, The Boys Are Back in Town. We have The Fifth Dimension, Age of Aquarius. And of course, we have Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody.
Number two, Age of Aquarius.
Age of Aquarius. Okay. That is two for Michael Mackey.
I don't buy this for half a second.
I think this is rigged. It's rigged like a recent election.
Thanks, Rosemary.
Michelle in Lawrence. Michelle, good afternoon. Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're doing well. Are you ready for your songs and your category?
I am.
Okay. Here they are. Here's your category. What is the song that goes with your most memorable childhood music video? Okay?
Okay.
Here is song number one. All right, all right, all right. Michael Jackson's Billie Jean from 1982. Here is song number two, Michelle. All right, all right. That's OK Go, Here It Goes Again. And Michelle, here is song number three.
All right.
There it is. Talking Heads, Once in a Lifetime. So here are your choices, Michelle. Michael Jackson, Billie Jean, OK Go, Here It Goes Again, or the Talking Heads, Once in a Lifetime.
All right, I'm going to go with Michael Jackson, Billie Jean.
You're going to go with Michael Jackson, Billie Jean.
Yes.
Thank you. Sam, I thought you said this was a weak choice.
Yeah, it's predictable.
Hmm.
The only one more predictable would have been Thriller.
Really?
That's what I'm predictable.
Well, by the way, can you two yahoos stop talking and get to the point where I won? Winning!
We'll get there. I would implore you to go and look up the music video for OK Go. Here It Goes Again. It is one of the most hilarious, dumbest. I mean, you think this show is dumb? Go watch that music video.
I do know that this show is dumb.
Yeah.
Michael Mackey. From the text line, 8917, this is the lamest game you guys have ever played.
Yeah, sorry, judges. You did a great job, but...
What? I won!
Michael with two points. I have won.
Winning!
Sam has 0 points.
Yeah, that's all right.
Sam, I thought your choices were good.
I thought your choices were awful and that I should have won, and I did!
Okay, all right.
Sore winner, Michael Mackey.
I mean, they wanted to pick your song so bad they couldn't even name it. That's how much they liked it.
They said the first one, and that's really all that matters. The first one.
He is correct. It is a nightmare at 16,000 feet. Nearly 1,000 adventurers were trapped on Mount Everest after a massive blizzard over the weekend, as rescue crews struggled to reach the stranded campsite on Sunday. Weekend storms trapped hikers on the mountain's eastern face in Tibet, beginning on Friday with heavy snows, collapsing tents, and leaving many suffering from hypothermia. Tibet's Blue Sky Rescue Team has managed to bring as many as 350 tourists to safety, but hundreds of others remain trapped by the snow as rescue efforts continue.
By the way, I did not know this, but apparently it is widely known as this. The 26,000 feet line on Mount Everest is known as what?
Death's trap.
The death zone.
Huh.
Oh.
You get up there, you get in trouble. Sorry, you're dying.
So anything north of 26,000?
Yep.
They call that the death zone?
Yep.
And the mountain is 29,000 feet.
So you got 3,000 more feet of basically hiking over dead bodies, because we all know how many people who were once, by the way, the most motivated people in the world did not make it to the top.
Why do they even rescue them?
At 16,000 feet? Because they can.
Hmm.
Assuming the weather clears up a little bit. But I mean, it is called the Blue Sky Rescue Crew. I think that has to do with the conditions they need to rescue.
I just need a Sherpa to get me through the Himalayas. The Himalayas.
913-586-7798. Hey, don't forget to check out our podcast, the Dana Parks podcast. Apparently, it's very popular. You can find it anywhere you go, anytime you want. Just go to kmbz.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So she was quite the hit over the weekend, Chapel Roan. My youngest went on, I believe it was Saturday night.
Okay. This entire city is still in Chapel Roan afterglow. I am obsessed.
36,000 on Friday night and even more on Saturday down at the Liberty Memorial.
The aerial views looked massive.
She said in an Instagram post today, she said no city has ever turned out for her like our city.
So, go us.
Go us. Well, that being said, Chapel Roan was greeted when she came into town with a massive mural. I don't know if it was 5 stories, 6 stories, 7 stories, but we have the artist joining us on the line right now. Jared Horman, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Thanks for having me, y'all. Okay, so I want to know, it's for those of you who haven't seen it, Jared, tell the peoples a little bit about your mural, and more importantly, where is it located in the city?
Yeah. So the mural is located at Hamburger Mary's, right by Uptown Theater, on the Valentine Apartments. And it's a celebration of how Chapel Roan is larger than life. She put out a music video earlier this year for her single Subway. And one of the shots that I was just really obsessed with from the creative direction standpoint was this aerial shot where it was just like her face and you could kind of see her hands and then just a sea of red hair. I really wanted to bring that to life.
Well, you did. And then some. How big is that mural? Is it 3 stories, 4 stories? I have no gauge on how big it is.
It is 35 feet tall and 45 feet wide. So it's pretty big.
That is impressive. How long does it, first of all, how did you get into painting murals and how long did this endeavor take you, this Chapel Roan mural?
I got into painting murals in 2018. I participated in like a workshop that was put on by the Made in the Middle Fest, and went home from that feeling inspired and painted a mural in my parents' garage and, never really looked back. What was the other question?
How
long did this particular mural, this was very intricate and there was, I mean, it, you know, how much, I just want to know how long it took.
Yeah. Yeah. So we started, 2 Saturdays ago, and it took really about 8 days, but I did lose a little bit of time because we needed a different lift to be delivered, and we had a rain day. But I did paint it with an artist based out of Hollister, Missouri, Christine Reitzel. Beauty from Light is all of her social media, and she did the face. I'm a very, like, designy, graphic muralist and like brought all of the pieces together and the people and the funding, but she's the rock star that like knocked out the face that I think is the thing that people really talk about a lot.
Do you make money doing this or did you do it for free?
I do make money doing this. This particular project was one that I was just really excited to celebrate our Midwest princess coming into town. So I found funding to make sure that Christine coming up could get paid, that the folks that did the base coat and like prepped it and they put they're going to put a protective coat over it. I made sure that anyone that came to just help bring my vision to life got paid. But
talk about a labor of love, Jared.
It was. But, you know, I think just how impactful her visit to Kansas City and for so many young queer Midwestern folks to be able to like participate in it. I just wanted to make sure that the whole world knew how big of a deal this was. A mural was a good way to do that.
Yeah, Jared, is there any indication that she, Chapel Roan, actually saw it?
I don't have any true indication. A couple people on TikTok have commented like, oh, I saw a video of her seeing it. But her parents did stop by and messaged me and sent a picture, and they thought it was beautiful.
There were 36,000 people at that concert on Friday night. I think 20,000 got their picture taken in front of your mural. It was everywhere on social media. So take a minute to just pat yourself on the back, young man.
I mean, thank you so much. It's been a very, very surreal 2 weeks. It's wild. I live not far from the mural. So like every time I was leaving my house, I would have to pass by it. And there was just like a line even through this morning.
And you're like, ooh, that's really cool. Oh, wait, I did that. Props to me. Yeah. So what's next for you? Where can people find you on the Insta? That's what I want to know, Jared.
Yeah, I'm at Jared Horman on all of my socials, Instagram, TikTok. Did a lot of TikToks to kind of celebrate this, and that's kind of been a fun way to show a little bit of behind-the-scenes stuff. We'll see what's next.
How long does it stay up? Do you know?
Currently, the building owner is thrilled with it, so unless they sell it to someone that doesn't like it, I think we've got a big, beautiful chapel mural of a drag queen right next to Hamburger Mary's.
Nice.
It is impressive. You just need to take, like I said, you need to take a minute to pat yourself on the back because it's colorful. There's synergy. It's eclectic. So you and this other artist, just I don't have enough good things to say, young man.
Thank you so much. And that was the vibe I always want to give. So happy to hear it.
All right. Be well, my friend.
Crushed
Great
it.
Job.
Thanks, Jared Horman.
Thank you. Take care.
All right. Be well. Today is the anniversary of the launch of Instagram, launched in 2010.
Oh.
15 years ago today. Celebrating birthdays today, Kevin Cronin, the lead vocalist of REO Speedwagon, is 74. Tony Dungy is 70. Elizabeth Shue is 62. And Rebecca Lobo is 52. Great having you by today. Thanks,
Good
man.
To be back, kids.
All right, Michael Mackey, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks. Have a great night. Be safe. Be well. And be good to one another. Good night.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.